This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Pulitzer Prize-winning fact-checking website PolitiFact has come out with their Lie of the Year. Almost a year ago, as the pro-life claim that Obamacare would result in health care rationing began to gain traction, President Obama offered the retort that, if you like your health plan, you can keep it. PolitiFact offers that as their 2013 Lie of the Year. Belgium's Senate has approved a measure by a 50-17 vote which would allow doctors to euthanize children with disabilities. There is still a chance to stop the bill in Belgium's House of Representatives, though pro-life campaigners fear it will become law. Senate Democrats may have unilaterally changed Senate filibuster rules for Cornelia Pillard. The last time she came up for confirmation, a filibuster stopped it. Not so this time. Pillard is headed for a prominent federal court position on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Millions of Americans have lost health insurance, their doctors, and even hospitals. Now we find that health care restrictions are already in place, eliminating the availability of some life-saving drugs. Call it rationing if you want, but the Washington Post says it's bad news for patients dealing with cancer, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, and autoimmune diseases. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.